I think it's pronounced Quindaw, but I'm going to be corrected, I'm sure, by Bob Metz. It's a coastal city of 9 million people. Yeah, that's right. 9 million people, 1 hour flight away from Beijing. We're going to head to China and tie in with a good, good friend of News and Views, Bob Metz, longtime supporter of soybeans. Bob, good to have you on News and Views.
Good evening to you, Joel. It's almost 11 o'clock at the night here.
Oh, man. How do you pronounce the town you're in, Bob?
You had it absolutely right. Quindaw, isn't that amazing? A city the size of Chicago, and we haven't even heard of it.
Exactly. That's what got my attention. 9 million people, and I don't even know how to pronounce it. Does that tell you how disconnected I am from the globe itself? You just addressed over 600 customers in China. Tell me about this.
Well, this is probably the premier group of customers that we have. It's put on in conjunction with our soybean checkoff and probably what would be equivalent to Informa in the United States, and our very best customers who buy 25% of all the soybeans are raised are here anxious to hear about U.S. farmland and about our upcoming crop.
Well, I just think it's amazing, and it works. What you're doing is work. Is it right, the statistic I have here that says China buys about 25% of the soybeans raised in the U.S.?
They really do. When we're driving that combine this fall, you look at those four rows, one of those four is going to go to China. And the great thing about it, North Dakota, South Dakota are the two closest states to China that raise soybeans. I think that's just amazing.
So walk me through the process. Walk me through when you go over there and talk to them and say, you know what, we've got what you need, what are they looking for specifically?
Well, their government is very dependent upon us and our South American farmer friends for soybeans. Between South America and us, we export 95% of all the exportable soybeans in the world. So you think about a country that needs food. And so food security is so very, very important. And so our message to them is we're partners in this. China is very important to the United States as a trade customer. And we really respect that they need our soybeans to feed their people. Pork being the number one protein that they eat. And, of course, pork needs a lot of protein. And we're there to supply a good, safe, and, very steady supply.
So, Bob, how hard is it getting by the language barrier?
It really isn't. It's amazing. I'm almost embarrassed. You know, we in America don't speak a lot of other languages, but certainly a lot of people here learn English. And if they don't know English, they grab an interpreter. Literally, you can hardly get down the hall. You can hardly go to a meal without somebody wanting to stop and visit with you. And we always really stress, you know, that we are family farmers in the United States. You know, when I put up pictures of my sons and my grandchildren and my mother, you know, my sons are the sixth generation on that farm. And I talk about how important this is to family farms, that they being our number one customer, that we realize the importance to them of food security, and certainly if we're going to have the next generation of farming on our farm, we realize how important they are to us.
How big of an issue is genetically modified soybeans?
Well, it's definitely a discussion. It's more in the media. Their government has certainly said that it's safe, although one of the discussions that we listened to this afternoon, they don't actually raise genetically modified themselves. But, you know, when we put up a picture of our children and grandchildren and we say, you know, 95% of everything in the United States has been GMO for almost 20 years, we feed it to our children, our grandchildren. We feel it's safe. Your government has said it's safe. We just need to continually put that message out.
Well, I just want to applaud you for taking the time to do it. I know your boys are back home combining soybeans as we speak. So you taking the time out during a busy time of year for you. Way to go, Bob. When you get back, give me some highlights of how the trip went, okay?
Well, I certainly will. And that is an important point. You know, it takes a good family back home to allow me to do these kind of things. And really, my biggest regret will be this weekend when my good friend Terry Gerger can't pick me up and head down to that SDSU game. I'm going to miss this one, and that's too bad.
I can imagine. Bob, take care. Good to visit with you. Get some sleep,
yeah,
buddy.
As always, Joel.
You bet. Bob Metz, ladies and gentlemen.